With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President-elect Donald Trump has sweeping plans for a second administration. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump has a wide-ranging agenda that blends traditional conservative approaches to taxes, regulation, and cultural issues with a more populist bent on trade and a shift in America's international role. While campaigning, he promised the largest mass deportation program in history. Trump has not explicitly said he would veto national abortion restrictions if they reached his desk. Trump's tax policies broadly tilt toward corporations and wealthier Americans, but he's put more emphasis on new proposals aimed at working and middle-class Americans. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, in Texas, Ted Cruz is reelected to the Senate for a third term. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Texas will remain Texas.
Senator Ted Cruz defeated Representative and former NFL linebacker Colin Allred. Cruz thanked his wife and supporters at a watch party in Houston.
To all of those who didn't support me, you have my word that I will fight for you, for your jobs, for your safety, and for your constitutional rights.
Cruz had a much stronger performance with Hispanic voters in counties along the U.S.-Mexico border compared to 2016 when he narrowly beat Beto O'Rourke. Audio courtesy KTRK. I'm Jennifer King.
And Arizona voters have passed a constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion access up to the baby's viability. Doctors say that's after 21 weeks, though there's no defined time frame. Arizona was one of several states with abortion measures on the ballot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 1,349 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican communion has threatened its split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 300-plus Christian homeless shelters in Citygate Network are marshaling their resources for the annual Thanksgiving Day feast. Tens of thousands of people with no home to go to will sit down for the traditional meal on November 28th, thanks to an army of volunteers and special donations from Christians all over the country. Studies indicate that about 1.3 million Americans are homeless on any given year. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates saw mixed results on Election Day.
Pro-abortion forces lost Tuesday on a Florida ballot measure, but prevailed in two other states. By rejecting adding abortion rights to their state constitution, Florida voters kept a ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's the first time pro-abortion forces have lost in a statewide ballot question since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It was a victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Pro-abortion measures were adopted in Maryland and New York. Bob Agner reporting.
Former federal prosecutor Nathan Huckman has won election as Los Angeles County District Attorney. He defeated George Gascon, unseating an incumbent known as the godfather of progressive prosecutors. His victory reflects a growing frustration across the state and elsewhere with progressive district attorneys who have pushed criminal justice reform. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.